Alan?
I was asked a question, and I'll get to that. I also wanted to go to number 116 just to make a point, which is the question was, most patients need many months before their neuropathy improves meaningfully, yet they cannot have such a long holiday before their tumors progress. So what is the real clinical benefit of drug holiday? To me, the message would be we shouldn't be treating patients until they get severe neuropathy. And I think the problem is a little bit of neuropathy with the next dose of oxaliplatin can turn into bad neuropathy. And neuropathy, in my experience, I don't know if the others find this, often gets worse even after you've stopped the treatment. So I think if you're going to give a holiday, it's not so much to wait until it gets severe, but to try to stop early. And then the other thing, I actually had written in response to another question that there are some new molecules that might be of interest, and somebody says, what am I excited about? I didn't say I was excited about the new molecules. I just said there are some new molecules that might be of interest. There are new generations of these inhibitors that may be able to fit in to colorectal cancer. The question initially was, why haven't the oral TKIs, the EGFR inhibitors, had a role? And they just don't. And I don't think we can get good doses into these patients with chemotherapy. So I think there are a few new agents that might play out, but certainly none worth thinking about right now.